The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by News Talk's own Sarah Madden, who has a special report for it, because out there, are you celebrating World Allergy Week? Well, you should be, because allergic diseases are on the rise here in Ireland for more reason than one. And Sarah has been investigating this upward trend. Welcome to the studio, Sarah.
Thank you, Ivan. Thanks so much.
Okay. Have you any allergies yourself, Sarah?
No, I don't. And actually, after doing this report, I feel really lucky to be able to say that because, as you say, allergies are on the rise in Ireland. In fact, now 4 in 10 Irish people have some sort of an allergy. As much as 6% of us suffer from a food allergy. Peanut, of course, is the most common there. It's also the most serious one. And a quarter of the population are now afflicted with hay fever or some other kind of rhinitis allergy. So these allergies are everywhere. Here's a vox of some sufferers I spoke with yesterday, Ivan. Their allergies are varied in both type and intensity.
I am severely allergic to pollen and dust. Yeah, and oranges actually.
Weird.
It's very odd.
How did you figure the oranges one out?
I actually got tested and I just assumed my whole life that it was like, you know, everyone had a tingly feeling in their mouth when they had oranges and that everyone's tongue swelled a little bit. Oh. And then I just assumed that was like the fresh taste of it. Oh. And then I had to be told like, oh no, this is actually like quite bad.
Yeah, I do. I'm allergic to cats and I have hay fever as well.
You're allergic to cats from a personality point of view?
A bit of that too. It's more so the hair, obviously. Yeah, gets me really bad.
Actually, we thought we were allergic to dairy. So we stayed off it for a good while, but turns out it was a false testing. So we're actually fine now.
Yeah, our mum is kind of celiac though. Just, so you're half allergic to a lot of things?
Yeah,
sure. That sounds good, yeah.
We don't, actually. Look, completely allergy free.
Wow.
Only we have allergies to stress, anxiety, and bad beer.
I had a gluten intolerance, but I just kept eating bread and it went away.
Oh, well, that's one way of doing it.
I love bread.
What do you think is the worst allergy you could have if you were to have one? You can't say beer.
I suppose an allergy to nuts, because nuts go great with beer.
I think hay fever is definitely the worst one, because it's like there's no getting away from it. It's always just in the air. My partner suffers with it really badly during the summer when it's really dry, and like it's just the worst thing ever, you know, like he has to have a shower before he goes to bed and everything so the pollen doesn't get in the bed sheets, and you can't sleep with the window open because the pollen will get in. It's just insane. Yeah, it's just really bad.
I'm actually allergic to bananas, which is one of the rarest allergies apparently in the world. Like, I've always eaten bananas, and then like just in college I had a banana one day and my ears and throat were just so itchy, and like I was getting all watery eyes and stuff, and then I tried like a half a banana in a smoothie, same thing happened, and ever since then I just haven't touched bananas, and I actually really like bananas, so I'm a little bit bummed out about it.
Very interesting there, because now that I think about it, around about 19, I had very severe asthma, and I went to Baggot Street Hospital at the time, and they did this allergy test. So they get out your arm and they scratch it, and then they put different substances on it, and they found dust and pollen and a few things like that. So it's a real thing. Like, my first reaction with the guy with the bananas, what sort of snowflake are we dealing with now? But fruit allergies, are they common?
Well, they're becoming more common, which is really interesting. Apparently, kiwi allergies are affecting more Irish people than ever before. But what you say about the bananas is quite interesting, because there is a phenomenon known as oral allergy syndrome. And so you say you're allergic to certain pollens and hay fever, that sort of thing. Well, this affects people who have hay fever. And so when they eat certain raw fruits or vegetables, even nuts, it can trigger an allergic reaction, because their immune system mistakenly identifies those proteins as similar to those in pollen. So he might not actually be allergic to bananas themselves, and he'll probably be able to eat, let's say, baked banana. But during pollen season, yeah, bananas are probably out.
So you're saying the overall societal trend is it's becoming more prevalent Why is this that allergies are becoming more, you know, nearly one in three people?
I know, it's really interesting, and it's not a question that I can probably confidently answer with my junior cert science, Ivan. So I went to meet with Dr. Orla Cahill. She is a lecturer in microbiology and allergen management at TU Dublin. That's actually a new course that they're offering because there's such an interest in this area. We had a coffee together, and what's interesting is Dr. Cahill is actually intolerant to lactose. So I had a flat white, but she took her coffee black.
Over the past 10 years, there's been a huge explosion in the incidence of allergic diseases. So food allergies, asthma, allergic rhinitis or hay fever. And there's so many hypotheses as to why. It's a very much a westernized phenomenon, where more affluent societies with, you know, and don't get me wrong, vaccinations, antibiotics, they're all fantastic inventions. However, if we abuse those and are exposed too much to those, they can have an impact on our immune systems. Another couple of theories is that an increase in cesarean sections, because babies born by C-section are exposed more to environmental bacteria and skin bacteria versus babies born by natural childbirth, which are exposed to probiotic bacteria in the birth canal. One-child families, so children who didn't have other siblings, tended to have more instance of hay fever versus children who had more siblings, and obviously were exposed to each other's germs in the home environment. Food processing, various different ways of processing food, like thermal processing, food additives, etc., can, you know, lead to changes in protein structure in foods. But not alone that, there has been an association with an increase in allergies post-COVID due to a phenomenon called mast cell activation syndrome. The mast cells are the allergic cells. The mast cell activation syndrome is a phenomenon that people with long COVID have actually developed. Several colleagues of mine post-COVID have developed allergies, which now necessitate them carrying EpiPens. My son has never had hay fever that bad. He is now, it's very debilitating. So his hay fever, I would attribute to post-COVID. That, like, the how significantly debilitating it is now when he never had it before. He's 17 years of age.
That was Dr. Orla Cahill there. So she is attributing COVID to a significant factor here.
I know. We just can't seem to get out from under the COVID cloud. But there are other researchers who believe the experience of hay fever is getting worse because of things like our warming climate, changes in biodiversity, also rising levels of pollution. They're attributing that to hay fever getting worse. Whatever the reason, Ivan, it's a lot for sufferers to deal with. And actually, back in 2019, 30% of Irish adults took at least one sick day off due to their allergies. I feel like you're going to talk about snowflakes again. But that was actually a 50% increase on the year before. So I'd really love to know where those figures are now.
So this is impacting on the workplace and a cost to employers, is it?
I'm sure it is, absolutely. But it's a big deal for schools as well. This is a study from 2007, and it comes from the UK, so keep that in mind. But what they did find was that teenagers with hay fever symptoms were 40% more likely to drop a grade between their mock exams and their final exams. And if hay fever does continue to impact so many Irish people, more Irish people, and increase in its severity, there might be cause to actually move the date of the leaving cert. This is what calls back in the 2000s were in the UK. The other thing to think about is restaurants, because they're going to be more impacted than anybody. Apparently, 60% of food allergy sufferers actually avoid eating out. But I suppose on this point, at least, there is cause for positivity, because there's a young Cork woman, Shannon O'Reilly, and she is the co-founder of Trustdish. She's one of these overachieving Irish 30 under 30 types, making us all feel bad. And she has created a digital allergen management app, Ivan, that allows kitchens to update their allergen lists at the click of a button. And then customers are also able to filter through restaurants based on their own dietary requirements. Shannon's family is in the food business, and she says it's actually a scary time to be in that sector.
Environmental health officers, they do an inspection on food businesses. And in the past, if your allergens weren't up to date, or if they weren't clear on your menu, you get a slap on the wrist. It was always a kind of the bottom of their safety checklist. And now, because of the rise in allergens and because of the rise of reactions and litigation that is happening all over the world, it's gone to the top of their list. So you're no longer getting that slap on the wrist. You're given a week. And if that allergen information isn't up to date within that week when they come back, your business can be at risk of closure. I come from a background in food retail, and my whole life I have worked my own family business. At the same time, my sister Rachel has a severe peanut allergy. She's almost died 5 times whilst dining outside of the home. It's something that if anybody has seen an anaphylactic reaction, it's extremely scary. So in our own business, what we had was, it was an allergen folder. So a big thick book, really not user friendly. So you could imagine the likes of Rachel, my sister, coming in, opening that book. If she was looking for even one item on that book, she could be flicking through it for 10 minutes. And that allergen booklet is to be updated by us, but it's done through paper. So you can imagine if a replacement ingredient comes in, be it a big one for us is mayonnaise. One might have mustard, one might not. And a lot of people don't check this, and that's where the reactions happen. And at the same time, in restaurants, staff turnover is so high these days. You know, a lot of the waiters or waitresses, they might be young staff, and English mightn't be their first language. So you can imagine relying on that person to communicate someone's allergy to the kitchen. It's often that the kitchen really gets it. They understand how serious allergies are, but it's that person in the middle, that middleman, who is often responsible for reactions.
All right, that's Shannon O'Reilly of Trust Dish. So to summarize, it seems to be all bad news.
No, it's not actually all bad news. OK, I'm going to leave you on an optimistic note, Ivan, because this rise in allergies has also sparked a greater interest in the area. That means more funding going into it, more resources. And there's now hope not only for better treatments, but actually for cures to allergies, too. I spoke with Dr. Easald Sheehan, who is Clinical Director at Allergy Ireland, and she described just some of those recent developments.
As it stands, you wouldn't really say that there's a cure for an allergy, but we do have immunotherapy available to us now for the inhalant allergies, and it's really, really effective, and it's suitable for children and suitable for adults. We use sublingual immunotherapy. So we give a little wafer-like tablet. Mm. It dissolves under your tongue. And it has a minuscule, tiny little amount of what you're allergic to. So say grass pollen. So it has a tiny amount of grass pollen in it. And the idea is that you're exposing your immune system to it, and it's trying to encourage or nudge your immune system to build a tolerance. But it really is, it's a very effective treatment and a very safe treatment, particularly effective for younger kids, and works quite quickly for younger kids. There are emerging food immunotherapy treatments. They're not available in Ireland just at the moment. We only have them here to be used as part of research. But yeah, these emerging treatments are coming through. And, you know, there's a lot of research going into allergy treatment and potential cure. You know, so I do think in the next 20 years, there will be a lot of change. It's an exciting time, actually, for allergy.
All right. That was Dr. Sheehan, a clinical director of Allergy Ireland, concluding that report by Sarah Madden. And remember, it is World Allergy Week. I think the biggest problem is actually finding out what it is you're allergic to.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.